guys, welcome to No Thank You Next. I'm Megan, and I just wanted to plug in this little intro just because we didn't post an episode last week, and you get an episode today, obviously, but next week we are taking a break as well. Nothing terrible, as you probably know from following our No Thank You Next Instagram or following Rachel on Instagram. She got in a bit of a... I don't want to make a joke. I can't make a joke. I'm doing this off the cuff, and I can't think of anything funny. But Rachel hurt herself, and she just needed some time to heal, and she was on some medication that made her a little, you know, off. And so we just decided that she should take the time to take care of herself. And, you know, our mental health. We've been doing this through a pandemic, and we just needed a mini break. So we apologize. We have tried to stay as consistent as possible with releasing episodes, but we hope you understand that we just needed a little break and life happens. So we will see you guys next week with an all new episode and hope to see you there. No, not next week, in 2 weeks. Guys, again, I am doing this off the cuff. See you in 2 weeks. Bye.
No Thank You Next. I'm Megan and I talk about true crime stories that happen while dating.
And I'm Rachel. I talk about true crime stories that happen while married. Welcome back
to another episode of our podcast. I didn't know where this was going when I started. Oh my gosh, I sang a whole song to a Texas driver today. Why the fuck are you in LA if you can't fucking drive in the fast lane?
And oh, the fast lane.
Yeah. You
know, that the fast lane is what gives people anger issues.
Oh, yeah, bitch.
But don't like, get the fuck out of the fast lane.
Listen, who invited you? You're not a member. What gives you the gut to even come over here? Just because obviously you don't belong, you fucking dork. That's my favorite thing to call people. Yeah, fucking dork. Learn how to drive when I like go around them and don't use my blinker. And then I stick behind another car and then they like catch up to me.
That's doing like, the same thing.
Whatever. You fucking dork. Get out of here.
You're a driver in the fast lane. Get out of the fucking fast lane.
I just don't get it. Like, I really don't get it.
It's not for timid people.
I will say I do have a lot of anger, and I will find the time in the morning to stop someone who has stomped on their brakes in front of me. I will find a way to get in front of them and go about 30 miles per hour on a freeway. So
there you go. Passive aggressive.
If you ever fuck with me, I will fuck right back. So
right? For real. For real.
So I might be an episode one day. Another podcast. Due to my road rage. But that's what happens when you drive in LA.
Oh boy.
Listen, Minnesota. Right? Minnesota, go back. You don't know how to drive here.
No.
This is different types of traffic. We fuck with each other. We ride each other's asses. We stomp on our brakes. And then we do payback. Listen, I'm not about that gun life, but I am about that brake life. Like, I don't want to find someone that's going to kill me. But I do have car insurance, so.
You're good. As long
as. Thank you. I wanted a new car. Okay, but seriously, car accidents are scary.
They are really scary.
Yeah, but like, car accidents are really scary and like, people die. So this is all for the purposes of my mom. This is all a joke.
Yeah, this was a for instance.
This is all a joke. I don't ever do that stuff. Like, I'm really good. I'm always in the slow lane. I'm always making sure I have my hands at 10 and 2.
I'm an offensive driver, not an aggressive driver. Yeah.
Yeah. But fuck the dorks. Drive 65 in the fast lane. Because you guys are dorks.
Fuck the dorks. Oh my God.
That's my new album coming out exclusively at Target. Fuck the dorks.
That's right. If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. So guys.
So remember a while back, we were talking about hair removal and we were.
We didn't even get to it.
That's okay. Cause we had other things to discuss. Okay. So I talked about getting an epilator because I'm a glutton for pain, I guess. Yeah.
Is that what they're called? Masochist?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the pain. Yeah. So before purchasing one, I went on YouTube because you can get all sorts of information off of YouTube.
Yeah, and reviews.
People who try this product. Yeah. So I watched this one girl do it and she was just like basically screaming in pain, saying it was so awful. She couldn't believe it. Never going to use it again. And she would rather go get waxed. Like she took a shower and she like left her house to go get waxed because she said that getting waxed hurt less than using the epilator. I was like, okay, that's kind of good. And then I watched a couple other girls do their videos. And then I watched another girl who was just like, look, if it hurts, this is why. And this is how you can make it not as painful. It is a little painful. I mean, you're literally plucking out your leg hairs by the multiples and you do it quickly. So the first girl that I watched was doing it all wrong. Her leg hair was way too long and she was like running the thing up her leg as if she was like shaving.
Okay.
And it was just like, it was cutting the hair, but it wasn't like pulling it out all the way. So like, a lot of pain. So I did my research and I decided, fuck it. I'm not heavily tattooed, but like I have a lot of tattoos on my leg, just the one leg. So I'm like, there's no way if I can withstand tattoo pain and have given birth, I think I'll be okay. Like I'll be fine. Yeah, I have a high pain tolerance. I got piercings. Like it's fine. So I ordered one. It's kind of pricey, but I figured, you know what? It's not even kind of pricey. It's like, if you buy a shitty one, it's going to work shitty. So get a decent one and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So I got it and I was surprised with kind of how much it hurt. Like my hand started sweating while
I thought this was going to be a story of like, it wasn't even that bad, guys, go get one. Okay.
No.
Okay. You set it up. Like maybe that girl was
crying. You're like, I could buy one. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm here. I'm like ready. I'm already on Amazon and never mind.
Remove. toss the whole thing away. No, if you don't like pain, if you don't tolerate pain well,
you mean like everyone that doesn't want to be in pain?
Like one so girl like, on
you. You don't want to pluck every leg hair out one at a time. This is not for you.
One girl who tried it was talking about how it's like a good, like if your kid is misbehaving, like threaten to bring out the epilator and like do a couple swipes on their leg because it hurts. Like go get a pair of tweezers and pull out some leg hairs. Like that's what it feels like everywhere.
Yeah.
So, but then this girl was saying like, okay, if it hurts that bad, you can get numbing creams and like numb up your legs first before you do it. So it's not as painful. I did buy numbing cream, but I haven't used it. I was like, no, I'm just going to fucking do it. But the reason why it hurt so bad at the beginning is because your hair follicles are not used to that motion, that like being ripped out of the follicle. And it's the same with waxing. Like it's going to hurt the first couple times you do it. But the more you do it, the weaker your hair follicle gets and the easier and the less painful it will be over time. So it's like with any, even with like laser hair removal, like it still kind of hurts. It's manageable, but like for me personally, if I shave, I have to shave again the next day if I want to stay smooth. Like my hair grows very, very quickly. But using something like this, I don't have to do it all the time. It's not something that I'm going to have to do, you know, not even every week. It takes up to like, after you get used to it and get your like hair follicles used to it, like you won't be having to like do any sort of hair removal for like up to 2 weeks, maybe even three.
So did you complete your legs when you did it?
Yeah, I did. I did both of them.
So I fully would have just done one and then stopped. So good for you. Not even one, just a swipe, yeah. Like a patch.
Right. But like, I shaved my legs. I let them grow the hair grow out for like a couple days. And then I did a passover and my legs weren't completely smooth, but I expected it not to be, because your hair kind of grows out in like waves. Like you'll get a first set and then you'll get a second set of hair that you didn't quite get. But I've used it a number of times and like, I really like it. It's okay. It's quick. It doesn't take
That was a roller coaster to get to hear.
Roller coaster of emotion. Yeah. But I did it. I bought an epilator. Like I said, I tried it out and I'm happy with it. Like I can deal with it. I can handle it. And it's going to hurt less over time because your hair follicles get a lot weaker. So
now the real question is, would you ever do your vagina?
No. Nope. I like, there is an attachment that has, the head that you use is like pretty wide. So it gets a lot of hairs. You're like doing your legs or your arms or whatever. I just do my legs. And then there's a little attachment to cover up some of it. So that way it's not plucking out so many. So it's less painful. So it's not so wide. And you can use that on your underarms and like in your bikini area. I've used it like on the bikini line, but that is where I stop. That is where I
start. Is it hurt?
And I won't do my
hair worse.
Yeah. Cause it's just a sensitive area. And it's just
honestly, like
I could,
guys.
I could.
If she didn't sell you on an epilator, I'll sell you on sugaring. Cause hard wax hurts me so bad down in that B area. But sugaring, it's painful in the moment, but you within seconds, it feels like you did nothing.
Yeah.
You leave with just a smooth vagina, no pain, nothing, not even redness, and it's just honey and sugar and water. That's, and lemon. Listen, Google it, but it's all natural, right? And it's not as painful as waxing. If the epilator didn't speak to you.
there's other methods here. Yeah. I know. I don't know. I'm just thinking of hair. I don't know why, but like hair removal has become like such like a weird topic that I'm super interested in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to go get my armpits and my back waxed, but you know, I was, plus I was pregnant when I was doing all of that. So then like, I just stopped and then I just never went back.
Yeah. I feel like I just don't like shaving and I like to always be swimsuit ready no matter the season. So I feel like that's one thing I do keep up. That's not even for a relationship. That's just a personal thing. Like, maybe sometimes during the winter, but I just feel less itchy and better. Mm-hmm. So I just like do that for a personal thing. And when I found sugaring, I really liked it, but I agree. I do really like, I bought a wax removal thing, like with hard wax, and I did my legs and it actually worked really well. Mm-hmm. And then I did Vince's back and I only did half because he flipped out and said never again. So
I know Mike was talking about using my epilator on his beard. I was like, don't fucking do that.
Yeah, I just don't do that. Mm-mm. Honest, like what? Men just don't get it. And I literally said, could you imagine me doing this to your balls? And he was like, never.
Yeah. Well, that's what we do.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's just, and like, when you think about it, the sheer fact I walk into a place and sometimes they're 99.9% of the time, I don't get the same person I got last time. Cause I'll just make an appointment willy nilly. I haven't found a person I really like at this place. And finally, the last time I went, I actually really like this one girl. So when I make the next appointment, I'm going to ask for her again.
Ask for her, yeah.
But truly the fact that we go to a location and like just widen our butt cheeks and sit in like a frog position with just a random stranger while we're talking about Marvel. Like that's what I talked to her about. I was just like, yeah, we're working through the Marvel movies on Disney Plus. And it's not even like,
you don't even think twice.
Yeah.
Be like, I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Yeah. just saw my fucking butthole. Bye, girl. I'll tip you extra.
No big deal.
No big deal. Like,
that's kind of, yeah,
as women, so just nice. Have to be chill as fuck and like go yeah. do that shit. And it's just like, what is our life? What's our life?
Right? You know? Like, what
are it's we like, doing? Do we just shave and get bumps? I don't know. I don't want that. So I go show my butthole to a stranger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my you life.
Take care of it. But I will say that I will try sugaring in that area. There's,
oh yeah, you should.
Yeah. Cause it's just, and I know that like honey has like its own natural, like antibacterial yeah, properties. In it.
Oh yeah. That's,
you
too.
Know that you're not going to be dealing with, even though it's sugaring, like, and it's a sensitive area. Like you don't
yeah.
want to get anything up in there. That's edible.
Yeah, totally. Totally. No, but yeah. I highly recommend just because you leave. I just, the amount of times that I left places when it was hard wax or the old school wax with the strip, it fucking hurts and they could burn you. Like,
oh, yeah. amount,
you know? And so with the sugaring, it just like legit doesn't, it hurts in the moment and you get through the pain and that's it. You're done.
Super but, yeah. quick.
Guys, being a woman.
It is something just, else.
Oh, but it's you know what I did? Speaking of womanly things that we do, I started following, I have been following, this kind of has to do with like me starting Weight Watchers, but I followed this girl that I found on TikTok and she was on a weight loss journey and she was just like the sweetest thing in the world. So I started following her and we would comment back and forth, just like encouraging things. And then,
that's so great.
Yeah. So I had gained a bunch of weight, of course, for quarantine, you know, everyone gained the quarantine 15 to 20, 15,
30. 15,
yeah. Whatever.
25. Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Whatever. I don't know. It's like 37. What? If you didn't go to college, you got the pounds during quarantine.
Yup.
So, and I had started a medication that made you gain weight. And of course my new birth control did the same thing. So I was just up against a lot of stuff. So I ended up losing about 10 pounds just by like eating healthier, but I was fucking stuck. Like I would go up 2 pounds, go down 2 pounds, go up 2 pounds. I'm like, oh, I lost 10 pounds. Oh, then I lost 8 pounds. Now I lost 10 pounds again. Now I'm back at 8 pounds. I was losing my mind for like 6 weeks. So it's finally, it's so frustrating. But the reality was, yes, maybe I was eating healthy, but I was like, it's reduced fat cheese. Let me put a cup. Like, it's like not measuring at all, not like doing anything. Anyways, so I started following this girl. She does Weight Watchers and they have like different color plans now and all this stuff. So it's totally different from when I've done it once before. So I just decided to do it just because the first month was free. And then I think it's $20 or something for 2 more months or something. So I'm doing that. And I feel like it'll help me with my portion control. And I work well with like negative balances, like, because I can do that with my bank account, right? So with this, you start your day with 23 points or whatever they assign you, and then I'm like, is this cookie worth like 6 points, which would normally be my entire meal? And it's like, not really. Okay, don't do that. So I feel like I'm working mentally, it's a little bit better for me.
Absolutely. But it helps you weigh your decisions on what you're actually gonna
exactly
yeah. and then you can think of it like food for fuel. Like,
yeah, because there's certain things, there's things that are like 0 points, like veggies, fruit, chicken, eggs, like all of those are 0 points, and that's the majority of what I eat like during the day. So I was like, okay, like I'm already on like a good track, but it's just the other stuff. I'm like, okay, cheese, like I was eating cheese like nobody's business, sour cream. Oh, that's my hot sauce. Like,
bring it.
that's what I always tell Vince. Cause he's like, why do you need sour cream? And I was like, why do you need your hot sauce? Like, why are you putting hot sauce on that? That's why I'm like, that's my condiment.
Oh my God. That might just be one of my favorite things you've ever said.
If you think to yourself, what would I put hot sauce on? I'd put sour cream on it instead.
Sour cream on it.
I got a substitute. I'm going the mildest route possible.
Yeah,
absolutely. Anywho, so this girl that I was following, she started doing eyelashes. What are they called? There's like this one eyelash brand that's super expensive and they last up to 5 days. And yeah. And so I started researching and she actually started purchasing a cheaper brand. I think it's called like Lashify or something. I can't remember what the expensive one is, but it's called Flutter Habit.
Okay.
And they have a ton of different brands. And I watched a bunch of YouTube videos to kind of get an idea. Because basically the glue, you can buy it on Amazon, but it's supposed to be a stronger glue. And you basically apply the lashes underneath the lash. And of course you can't rub your eyes or like, and when you get extensions, like you can't wash your face like aggressively in your eye area, stuff like that. But some people say that they last like 2 days. Some people say they last like 5. But yeah, so I bought lashes because I miss my extensions a ton and I miss getting, I was doing lash perms or lash lifts myself. Oh, yeah. I got like a kit on Amazon and I just can't find the right size for them to actually curl. Like it just, they just go straight up, like straight.
Oh.
And then it just like, it just looks silly. It's not what I want. So as a woman, we love these things, like just trying to find tips and tricks to make ourselves feel better. So I'm going to try these lashes.
But ooh, I want to hear all about them. I want to know how they work.
Yeah, I'll give you an update. Yeah, I have a baby shower this weekend that I'm going to try them out for the first time, but I have a wedding at the end of the month. So I was like, I really want them for that. Like,
get some practice in.
Exactly. So we'll see how long they last and whatnot. Get my fake tan on. I'm going to be the most fake person ever this weekend. I'm going to, everything on me, but I don't have extensions.
It's part of self-care though. Like you're doing things that make you feel good. You're like,
exactly.
I mean, it's, I want to say that it's like the superficial part of the self-care pyramid. Yeah.
It like makes you feel good.
But it makes like you feel good.
I enjoy looking at myself in the mirror when I do this thing.
Yeah, right.
So like the rest of the time, I put a blanket over the mirror. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Oh my God. Yeah, we're not at hot girl summer yet. We're at average girl spring. Like we're working
exactly.
Towards
hot exactly. Summer. Exactly.
I've still been like juicing regularly.
Oh, nice.
Not like taking steroids juicing, but like I make a green juice for me.
Steroid. Rachel's going for swole summer.
A swole summer. Could you imagine? I'm just like this beefcake when you see me in a car.
Just everyone flexing wrong. Fucking shit your pants.
Oh my God. But yeah, I've been trying to like figure out a way to like mix up my workouts because I usually do like full body workouts, but then I'm like super fucking sore and I don't, and then I take time off and then I always feel like back over again. So I was talking to my husband
just push
about
through.
Right.
Cause when I do feel really sore, I'll do like an MK Fit and because it's fun, right? I won't feel sore like 10 minutes in. Not even 5, probably. I won't feel sore anymore.
Loosening everything up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just like trying to figure out just different routines that I can do. And then I was talking about trying to split up like do a full body and then do like a split of like upper body with abs, lower body with abs, and then do like yoga and then do another full body. Like just to break it up so I'm not constantly doing the same routines over and over again. Because it's nice when you get that feeling in your body and like you can go back up, go up with like how much weight you can lift.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it gets boring and then you don't want to do it. So
no, yeah.
And I put a swimsuit on recently and I'm like, I gotta get this in just for myself. I'm like, it's not bad. But it's not great.
I bought new swimsuits this year. I was like, fuck those old ones. I'm buying new ones. And yeah, It's, I get it, girl. But Vince gets on me because I do a different one every day. I don't get stronger. The one he's like, how are you building anything? I'm just like, I don't know. It's not to do a different workout every day. It's like, how are you focusing on any muscle? I'm like, I don't know.
Bopping around. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
But the one I do the most, and I will say I do it frequently, is the MK Fit Pitch Perfect.
Oh, I knew you would love that one.
Oh my God. I do at least once a week. That's the only consistent exercise I get is that one. It is so fun. Like,
it's fun and it's hard.
I just like singing. Oh my gosh. I did a Glee one and it was like, it was Leah Michelle singing Don't Rain on My Parade. Don't tell me not to live, just sit and stare. Life's candy, but the sun's a ball of butter.
And you like stop working out so you could sing.
I was singing my heart out. And Vince was like, if anyone ever asked me what song would be a song that no one would ever work out to, it would be Show Tunes and that song. He's like, you're just in there singing it so loud. And I'm like, I'm just like, and it was like jump squats. So I'm like, don't tell me. It's like, I can't breathe, but I'm like emphasizing every 10th word when I catch my breath. And, yeah. Like, oh my God. It was so helps me breathe. Yeah, it was such a hard workout, but honestly, that's my favorite Glee song, and I was not going to miss my opportunity
no matter
how many jump squats I had to do. But yeah, highly recommend MK Fit. I mean, I understand, like, yeah, you want to do the same thing to build muscle. The only thing I've been able to do through my workout experience is I'm able to stretch on one leg, like pull the leather leg back
and like
That was one thing I couldn't do in the beginning, and I was like so proud of myself.
You're like, look at me limbering up.
I'm like, I'm not holding against a wall. I can do it. Yeah, that's been my only strength. And I can walk up the stairs at work and not breathe heavily. That was my one goal. So,
improvements, no matter how small, they are still improvements.
They are. And that was my small goal.
That I love it. I love it.
Oh, have you seen that? Sorry, I can cut this out.
No, have you're
seen
fine.
That video on TikTok with the girls like, dun, 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 dun,
like, oh, the Asian, the little Asian girl with the tummy exercise.
Yes.
And she'll make a shake. Yeah, I've seen those.
Oh my God.
They have there's like a 35 minute one on YouTube that you could follow along with that I found. And it's her.
Okay.
And
I have seen so many duet videos now, or just videos of people doing it, and they do it for 5 minutes a day, and there's literally so much different.
Something like, I need to try.
Yeah, I did it 2 days ago and my abs fucking hurt.
Oh, nice. Like,
so I'm like,
it's all about that lifting up action.
Yeah, it's truly the most embarrassing thing I've ever done.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
I did it, but I was like, how do you do that movement? And I tried it and I'm like, oh my God.
It's so weird. I still can't get the hang of it. It just looks like I'm like fucking humping the air. But honestly, my abs hurt. So I'm going to say this is a no thank you next challenge. Let's try to do, Rachel will post a video, or I will. I'll find one by the time this is released. And let's try to do 5 minutes a day and see what the fuck happens.
Right?
Yeah. Let's just try it. 5 minutes. That's nothing.
It's nothing.
Okay. I feel like if we hold each other accountable, then absolutely, maybe I'll do it. Because I because I already forgot. I told myself I'd do that and then I didn't do it yesterday or today. So
I'll write it down in my planner and it will get
done.
It will get done.
Okay.
We're doing
Let's do it. Let's add it to our routine / even if we're not working out that day, let's do it. Because I saw so many things, like I honestly just saw so many people's videos and I just want to be snatched.
Right? Exactly. I'm looking for a pen so I could write this
shit. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Found it. We're doing it.
What if I don't write it down. Call it? We're going to call it the tummy technique. If you happen to come across that video, send it to me. that YouTube video because I like the 30-minute one. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to watch that. That's
intense, man. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm down for 5 minutes. Some people do 6 minutes. Fucking song. Whenever I hear that noise, that fucking sound. Oh my gosh, today someone's TikTok went off and it literally, like, all I heard were the first two beats of the song and I fucking deleted it. I was like, I'm unwell. Unwell. Oh my God.
This is so good.
I don't even remember what it was. But Vince really hates the "Oh No" one. He'll literally be like a room away and I'll be watching a video and he'll be like, "No."
Oh, see, same thing with Samantha. If she hears it, she's all, "Let me see." She'll come running. She'll even be going potty. And if she hears it, like, cause
just pee a lot on of, the like, floor. She's still peeing and running. <too. laughs>
She's like, "Don't skip it. I want to see it. Don't skip it. I want to see."
Oh my God.
Cause like, if like Mike's like looking at Reddit or whatever, like then that song will play on certain videos.
Oh yeah, of course.
Reddit, Instagram.
Yeah. TikTok. Whenever they finish, they like fucking, put it on another platform.
Oh my God. Yep. All the time. Every single time that song plays, Sam's like coming around the corner to watch that video. She's kind of, oh,
it's so funny because they're usually pretty bad. Sometimes they're bad, but you know,
I know. And sometimes people use them for like no fucking reason. It's like, can you not?
Yeah.
You are missing the context of this song. Fucking it up.
I know. It's like not even that bad. I'm like, where was it? Where was the bad? Like,
where was the bad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where was the bad? Okay, I don't like it. A waste.
I did see one. Where the girl was weightlifting and she's like, "I had to finish the set," and she straight up pissed her pants. And then she still finished her set after she's like standing in her own pee. She's like shaking it off and like finishes weightlifting and then like goes to the bathroom. And then the next one is like her husband is like shaking his head and he's like back there like wiping it up for her while she's in the bathroom cleaning herself off. Like, and then someone commented like, "He's got that look on his face that this isn't the first time he's had to do this for you." If he's
like, yeah, exactly.
He's like, again.
Oh my God. Gross.
It's too much. It's too much. Judgy.
I'm judging, but yeah.
You know what? It's fine. Ugh. It's fine. Ugh. Well, speaking of too much, I've got a story for you guys today. So this true crime story proves that the weight of keeping a secret can take a toll on its person. It's too much. Like, if the secret is too big and too heavy, it will take a toll on you. And eventually that truth is going to come out. My jaw literally dropped the more I kept researching this crime. It was just so unbelievable. So without further ado, I introduce you to Colin Howell and Leslie Clark Howell. And our stories kind of have like a religious background parallel. Ooh, see, you and me on those parallels, girl.
Oh,
so
yeah, girl.
Colin Howell was born March 14, 1959, and he is from Portadown, Northern Ireland. He's a respected man. He's a dentist. He works as a tooth implant specialist. And in 1983, he marries Leslie Clark, who works as a nurse. The pair have roots in their local Baptist church, and he's a pastor in their church. So they are like deep rooted in the community, deep rooted in their church, and they share 4 children together. There is a Sunday school teacher who works there who also attends their church, and she had caught Colin's eye, and her name is Hazel Buchanan. Hazel is married to a police officer named Trevor, but she also has eyes for Colin. The two began having an affair, and they did their best to keep it a secret from their spouses and from the community, but they must have gotten a little loose with being seen together because they were spotted by a member of their church. Colin and Hazel, they needed to come clean to their spouses. Like, the church member, whoever saw them, was like, "I know your dirty little secret. I'm gonna tell. Like, you need to fix this. You need to come clean." So they are gonna come clean to their spouses about their secret, and then they're being counseled by the church. They promised that they were gonna end their relationship. Like, "It didn't mean anything. I'm so sorry. Like, please forgive me." They beg for forgiveness from Leslie and Trevor, but it didn't last long. Colin and Hazel couldn't stay away from each other, and their affair was back in full swing.
Oh my God.
So Leslie is heartbroken. I mean, she's got four kids she's trying to take care of. She has deep wounds about her husband's affair. Like, they just never heal. And in the Baptist church, divorce isn't an option. It's looked down upon so much that you can't do it. So, which is so, so awful. I can't
believe
it. Why
is God so judgy?
Like, I just, I don't know. If you're stuck in such a real, like, shitty situation, you should be allowed to have an out and not be looked down on that. Like, I know it's like the sanctity of marriage and what people have come, it's like what you're groomed to believe for a really long time. It's like, no, if it's bad, you leave that bad situation. You get rid of that toxicity that's in your life. You shouldn't have to sit back and take it when it's bad for you. And when there's bad blood, there's bad feelings. Like, no, you shouldn't have to sit in it. So Leslie feel like she needed to find ways to make the hurt sting a little less, but no one was prepared for what happened next. It's May 19th, 1991, and in a bizarre twist of fate, both Leslie and Trevor were found in Leslie's car in her late father's garage with the car running, pumping exhaust fumes into the garage. By the time they were found, it was too late. It totally reminds me of that scene from Midsommar in the beginning.
Yes. That haunts me. The sister.
Yeah. I know.
Oh my God.
Go watch Midsommar, guys, if you haven't seen it.
Just really watch the first 5 minutes. That's all you need. That's all you need. That's all you need. Don't just turn it right off after that.
That's it. Just carry on.
Just carry on with your day because it's haunting.
Exactly. Yeah, it really is. So it appears that the two of them died in a suicide pact after finding out about their spouse's affair and not being able to really live with that knowledge or being able to leave their marriages. So after the funerals were carried out for those two lost souls, Colin and Hazel did what anyone would do. They became public with their relationship, thought nothing of it, was, you know, it's fine. You would think that they would try to, and then later on, you would think that they would try to make their relationship last a little bit longer, but they ended their relationship after 5 years.
Oh my God.
So after all it's that, like, sneaking around, and then like their spouses die, like, well, they're like, still able to like carry it on, but then they're like, never mind.
Well, I mean, one, like, were the spouses like friends?
No.
So that's like fishy on its own. But
yeah,
like, I mean, that's like the number one rule of affairs is like, once the excitement of the sneaking around is done, the fucking relationship fizzles.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's number one. And
spicy.
Yeah. So like, the fact that they both, like, I'm assuming two people that didn't know one another dying with to each other, like Romeo and Juliet type shit in a fucking car. Like, I mean,
it just appears really
fishy. Was it worth it?
Like, I know, right?
Yeah. It's like, at what point do you just like look in the mirror and be like, I'm a monster?
Like, I know.
What the fuck?
I did this to my person. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I feel like Hazel's, or is she really pretty?
I don't know.
Like, oh, so she could be a dumpster fire, but I feel like a Hazel, there's never been an ugly Hazel.
An ugly Hazel. No, I feel like, she's pretty. Yeah. Leslie was pretty. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. It's like people that drive Jettas, you know, like, you've never, have you seen that? The other woman, when she's like, only hot girls drive Jettas. There's no other girl drives a Jetta. Like, what she's, you've never seen The Other Woman?
No.
Oh my God, it's such a good movie.
Basically, now I feel like I need to watch it.
Yeah, which of course is totally like, I mean, obviously it's like the happiest of endings for like this genre that we talk about. But basically, Leslie Mann finds out that her husband is cheating on her. And so she becomes best friends, and it's Cameron Diaz. And they become best friends, and they are so fucking funny. And then they find out that But then they find out that he's cheating with another woman. And so they go to the house and there's a Jetta parked in the driveway. And that's when, because they're both similar ages, her and Cameron Diaz, but they're like, only young hot girls drive Jettas.
They're like freaking out.
Yeah, exactly. And it's fucking, what's his face's, what's her name that has like huge boobs and she's so young. She's married to the guy on the Astros. Brooklyn? No, not Brooklyn Decker.
Oh, no. Isn't it Brooklyn Decker?
Is that her
name? Is it not? I think so.
I think Brooklyn Decker is the other one that always jokes, and she's the one with the tennis player.
Let me see.
Oh my gosh. Sunscreen on my head is so dirty with dead skin. That's what I'm working on over here. Picking off my dead skin. Being a woman is beautiful.
Self-care.
Picking your dead skin while your friend tells you a story.
Dude, I think it was Brooklyn Decker. Hold on. Because it looks.
Really?
No,
I
think it's. Did it come out in 2014?
I think so.
Kate Upton,
yes.
Yeah.
And she's like so young. She's like running on the beach with her huge.
The other busty babe.
Yeah, she's busting out of this string bikini, just jogging on the beach where her high tits just bounce beautifully. Anyways, oh my God, it's like one of my favorite movies. Like I will watch it every time it's on.
Like, awesome.
Every time I see it, I think it was on like HBO or something at one point, and I watched it like a shit ton of times. It like is such a feel good movie and the ending is so sweet. But yeah. Oh my God, what's his face from fucking Game of Thrones is in it? That's the husband. I don't know who he is because I didn't watch that show, but there's a guy from Game of Thrones in it and he is such a douche.
Oh, Nikolai, what's his name? Nikolai Coster Welldo. Oh my gosh. Oh yeah.
You gotta watch it. If you can find it, you gotta watch it. It's such a great movie.
I'll see if it's streaming anyway. If not, I'll just rent it on Vudu. What the hell?
Oh yeah, do it. You're gonna love it.
I'll just rent the damn thing.
It's such a good movie. But yeah, anyways, Hazel must drive a Jetta if you're going by
if you're going by that logic.
Rules. Yeah. Yes.
She drove a Jetta. Oh my God, that's so funny.
It's so good.
So yeah, but these people are just, they're both terrible. If my spouse,
they deserve each other.
They deserve each other in that sense. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if I wanted to like leave my husband for somebody else, like if my husband just suddenly died because I was being an adulterous asshole, like I feel like I would never be able to recover from that. Like I would feel like
how could you ever again, and you there are yeah. children that are half them. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What the fuck exactly.
So they ended up breaking off their relationship after 5 years. Hazel moved on and she remarried, as did Colin.
Wow.
That's what I'm saying. The more I read into this, I was like, what? It gets even crazier, guys.
What the fuck? So,
yes. Colin's introduced to a woman named Kyle Jorgensen in 1996. She emigrated to Northern Ireland with her two kids. She was from like New York and she decided, I'm getting out of my shitty divorce. I'm leaving. I am going to go to Northern Ireland, new place, new me. I don't know. But she took her kids with her and she became a member in Colin's church. So that is how he ends up meeting her again through church. So he is charming to Kyle. She was very impressed by him. She was impressed by the amount of knowledge that he had on their religion that they were in. And like that he's, even though he's like kind of shitty, not more than kind of shitty, he's still like a pillar in the community because of his job. And he charms her, and she was so impressed and taken with him that they marry 5 months later. Five months. Yeah. God. 5 months. So Colin, he actually comes into some money from Leslie's will and her life insurance. And Leslie's father had died like not even like almost 2 weeks before she passed away. So she ended up inheriting her father's estate. So now that goes to Colin. God. And then his father died after that. So then
was he in the car too?
I know, right?
Jesus. Like, get everyone on stone. Jeez.
Exactly. So he inherited money from an endowment policy, which is basically another life insurance policy, like from his dad. So Colin was able to wipe away all of his debt from his dental business. He was able to thrive once again in the community. People started to forget that, you know, he is an adulterous bastard, but he is like back in everyone's good graces. And he and Kyle, they have a beautiful house together. They live in a mansion like that has its own lake. Colin's dental business is doing incredibly well, and they have expanded their family by having a baby. His reputation was back on track, and it just seems like they couldn't be happier. That is until Colin decides to share a dark secret on some idle afternoon in 1998. Colin calmly tells Kyle that he cheated on his previous wife. And that her death was no accident. He killed her along with the husband of his mistress. He put their bodies in the same car to make it appear as a suicide pact. I don't know what this man's thought process was in the process of telling Kyle his secret, but she was like beyond shaken with his news. Like, maybe she knew that he had a previous wife that passed away. But for him to be like, yeah, I cheated. I went outside of my marriage, even though I'm a man of God. Like, he's a pastor in the church.
Jesus.
To be that person who's like, yeah, I had an affair. Not like, only did I do that, but I also committed the ultimate sin and I killed her.
It's like, no one loves you that much. Like, I to just, be like, cool yeah. with that information.
No.
I mean, maybe there are crazy people, but like Hazel, crazy. On his level.
Right.
And Kyle's like fucking normal.
She's like, what's going on? So she thought, you know, this man right? Probably.
Yeah.
Seems like he's so genuine. He's smart. He's capable. He's loving. Like, he's good to his kids, good to her kids. They made a kid. Like, how could he have it in him?
So horrible. If you had a fucking child with him after knowing that information. Oh, like, God. Did I make a murder?
Before. Like, they had a kid and then he told her.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, you're trapped. You're stuck.
You're trapped. Yeah. So Colin begs Kyle, don't go to the police. I need you to keep this secret and not turn me in. Like, he had that secret, like, just harboring inside of him that he couldn't take it anymore. So he told Kyle. And so he told her, for the sake of our kids, don't tell anybody. And if you do tell somebody, I'm going to kill myself.
Okay. Bye.
So like, peace out.
Peace.
Well, for the world. Kyle does not feel the same way that we do.
Oh,
and
bummer.
She stayed quiet. And they stayed married and they went on to have 4 more kids together.
Stop.
I know.
Wow. And I was so far off that she was normal. That's my bad.
It just seems like maybe her brain went into survival mode, not wanting to be another victim, but like completely unsure of what her next move should be. But or to have that many kids with somebody, or maybe she just really, I don't know.
To protect him, like, you love him.
Only they know. Only she knows, really.
Yeah, that's nuts.
So over the next 11 years of their marriage, more secrets poured out. Colin had another affair. He had a pornography addiction. And it turns out he lost all of his money in a bad get-rich-quick scheme called Yamashita's Gold. If you want to know about it, go look it up. I'm not going to talk about it here. And he basically bankrupted himself. And then women started coming forward because he had been sexually assaulting women who were under sedation while in his care receiving dental surgery. The man.
Oh my God.
Is a human shitbag. Yes. So I think like.
What a piece of shit.
So bad.
Wow. So
Colin thought, oh, God is punishing me because he like lost all his money and like women are like coming forward about him. But it's like, no, dude, your disgusting behavior caught up with you.
God's, no, exactly.
It's not God. It's you. Like, way to take accountability.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievable. What? Yeah. Kyle urges Colin to come forward to clear his conscience and to be released from all of these dark secrets once and for all. She told him she would stay by his side and be a support in his life because things were gonna get tough. So in 2009, Colin turns himself in and he tells the police everything. And wow. Even though Kyle knew about these secrets, she wasn't charged with withholding any information. And after Colin was arrested, Kyle took her kids and fled back to the United States. She's like, bye, see you. I don't like,
with like 37 children. Like, Jesus Christ.
I don't know if she took his kids.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Took hers. Yeah. But she fled to the United States. She's like, I'm not doing this anymore. Even though she said, like, turn yourself in, I'll stand by you. She left as soon as he was arrested. She was like,
turn yourself in so I can go.
So I could go back. So I'm safe. Home. Yep. Wow. She didn't want to stick around for what was going to happen. She wanted to protect herself and her children from this monster that was her husband. So here is the truth of what actually happened to Leslie and Trevor. The night of Colin's plan, Leslie had taken some prescription pills and some drinks because she just wanted to numb herself from the pain of her father's death and from Colin's affair. She just wanted to just take her mind off of it and we've all been there. We all just wanted to like kind of drink check our problems out. Away, go to bed, check out for a minute. Exactly. Mm-hmm. She falls asleep on the couch. And while their kids were asleep upstairs, Colin is on the move. He attaches a hose to the exhaust pipe of his car and he runs the hose into the house to blow the exhaust in Leslie's face as she slept to slowly kill her. Leslie woke up, panicked, and called out for her eldest son for help. Colin then ran to her and smothered her with a quilt until she stopped struggling.
Wow. So
he got his hands dirty while doing this. He then changes her clothes, hid her body in the trunk, and then he drove to Hazel's home to bestow the same fate on her husband, Trevor. Hazel knew he was coming. She was prepared and she was waiting. Hazel drugged her husband by slipping him crushed pills into his food. Colin again hooked up the hose to his car's exhaust and ran the hose into the bedroom while Trevor slept. The hose was positioned in front of his face, but to his surprise, Trevor woke up. And they started fighting, but Trevor was a bit loopy because of the carbon dioxide gas that was our car exhaust gas being pumped into his face that Colin was able to overpower him, tie his arms behind his back and force the hose into his mouth, eventually killing him.
Oh my God.
Awful. And he did the same thing with Leslie. He dressed him up and carried his lifeless body to the car. Colin drove the bodies to Leslie's father's garage in Castle Rock. So her father's already deceased. He knows that no one's going to be there at this garage. It's in their power because her dad left everything to her. Colin then pulls out some surgical gloves and begins positioning the bodies in the front and in the back seat. And running the hose from the exhaust pipe to the inside of the car, making it look like a suicide. He put headphones on his wife and had her listen to like started playing like religious music put pictures of their kids in her hands. Like he staged it. He really staged it.
Wow.
Colin makes his way home on a bicycle that he had put in the car after he hid Leslie's body in the trunk. So he's able to leave his car there and he's able to get away without really leaving any noticeable tire marks or anything like that.
Jesus Christ.
4 hours later, Colin makes it home. His kids were all safe and sound, and they were all still asleep. And he then begins to hatch a plan to make it appear that his wife left him. Colin convinced the church elders that he and his wife were having an argument about the affair that night. So she left him in the middle of the night. And he also said that Trevor had came to his house and assaulted him. He called 911 to see if his wife had been in an accident since she was drinking that night and left the house. When the bodies of Leslie and Trevor were found, Colin was called in for questioning, and he told them the story about how his wife was extremely upset over the affair, and she was left feeling angry and inconsolable, so she drank heavily and she left him. The investigation was short. It was treated as a suicide and not as a homicide, and there wasn't any forensic evidence behind it to show that something more sinister occurred. So it was an open and shut suicide case. After Colin came forward with the truth about his crimes, his mistress, Hazel, was also arrested for murder.
Ugh, good.
She could have prevented any harm coming to her late husband, Trevor, but she went along with the devious plan to kill him. Colin pled guilty on 2 counts of murder on November 18th, 2010, and he was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum sentence of 21 years. Mm-hmm. Later, he earned an additional 5.5 years due to the case of him sexually assaulting his patients in his dental surgical practice.
Good.
Hazel pled not guilty, but a jury of her peers found her guilty, and she was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum serving of 18 years.
Wow.
That, my dear friends, is the horrible true crime story of Leslie and Trevor. May they rest in peace.
Wow.
Awful.
I mean, awful. That definitely, like, would have been solved today, right? Like, forensically.
I feel like it.
And, mm-hmm. like, but I wonder, like, if that town just hadn't had that many cases of murder or suicide for them to be like, no, this makes sense. Like, two people in a relationship with two people mm-hmm. that are having an affair. Like, that's, like, literally 101, like, affair murder.
That is, yeah, exactly.
Like, why would, like, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah. I mean, wow.
It's just so nuts. And like the amount of harm that this man caused, not only to his late wife, but to the woman that he was married to. It's like, yeah. it goes on to like, you're assaulting women in your dental yes. practice now. He thought that they were drugged up enough or like sedated enough that they wouldn't notice because disgusting. He would have to put them under to do like the dental surgery. It just, there's just so many factors.
He's just such a bad person.
Yes. Yeah. Through and through. Like, I don't care if you're a respected member of the town or like a pillar of the community by being like involved in your church. Like, no.
God will smite him. You are not allowed up here. Mm-mm. No, sir. You did everything bad. Go back.
Everything. Down. Everything. Yeah.
You and Nas X, go back down.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. Like, get out of here.
Wow.
Oh, so yeah, that blew my freaking mind. I couldn't believe
it. Me too. I couldn't believe it. I feel like my mouth was agape for most of it. Oh my goodness.
It was a lot.
Wow. Mm. Very good story. Thank you, Rach.
Thank you.
That was very good.
I'm here for you guys. I'm bringing it. I'm bringing to enter the audacity. Yes.
The audacity in that Venn diagram is large.
Very much so.
Wow.
Just blown away. Gross. Stupid people. My goodness. All right. Well, it's a school night. It's late.
It's a school night. I got to go fake tan. I got to put those fake lashes. I got to fake everything. So.
Go fake it till you make it, girl.
I'm going to fake it till I make it. Yes, it's late. We'll see y'all next week for another horrible damn story. Goodbye.
Goodbye.